Yes, and then we have something special happening to initiate this exhibition, which will go on for the next 2 weeks in the Belgian Pavilion. Picture exhibition and also the stories, which are one of the main features in the in those kind of baskets, partly with some diverse, partly with some colors. The main point also of the exhibition to collect these stories. It took me something like 9 months actually, so it started in February. And it started with the inspiration from my husband, so it's like a pregnancy. I just give you a few steps through my exhibition pregnancy, because also my first baby. So my husband had set a record, 50 hours non-stop mining. And that set a spark. So the first month I hardly noticed anything. But then comes a time when the first woman agreed to share the story. So, like in the pregnancy, sometimes say, you're pregnant. And most people heard about it, and somehow it would show. Someone would show, I would collect things and talk to people. I thought I was doing okay collecting good things for my baby. And at quiet moments, I would envision clearly what it would look like. I would meditate and visualize my baby to be. And I fell in love with that baby to come to the exhibition project. And then, as we know from pregnancy, people gave lots of advice. I should put more effort in it, I should just relax. But I just followed my own inner feelings and trust. And it felt like it wanted to be born on City Day, which is today. And it's also the birthday of Ibrahim Lim. And with my from Bali. Before the day approached, my father moved away on a higher plane, which is also one reason why I would like to dedicate the exhibition to, of course, my natural Bindu and to all of to my father. And as my iPad got fuller, and in the end I was so happy that soon this fullness will come out. So it's come out. And as I was coming out, I was not prepared at all for what was coming. And no one had told me that it would be like that. That it would be so much work and yes, so amazing at the same time. And despite all my preparation, again, women do yoga or something. And despite all my preparation of exhibition, I felt a bit overwhelmed in the end. I might need some help. But actually, things were moving along quite well. I didn't get much sleep with all this was the waiting. So I stayed focused on my breathing. And it would not get distracted by other circumstances. Just focus and go through. And thank God my husband was not here also. My husband was there. And in brief moments, I would relax. I would just feel full of gratitude for this project. And this last period, it was really like this pokey, sharp feeling that sometimes we have at work. I had to really follow exactly my own voice. I needed to be exactly at the right time, the right place. Graphic section, home, editing, cutting, printing, bookshop, all these places except. And in the end, I can only say that we could have, if we had more faith in what it's meant to be, and trust in whatever comes, and then everything will be perfect, and it will be there. And once it's there, I feel also overwhelmed with so much gratitude and so much love, there's so much oxytocin moving around, that it's just unstoppable. Still, I feel that next time, ever had another baby, I would like to be more perfect, more conscious, and
and more true. For me, birth, and that's for me, birth is something very crucial, because I know we know that every day, every single day in the world, we're losing about 1,000 mothers during that birth, during that fertile or during that rich time of a woman's life. 1,000 women every day leave this planet, pass away. So birth is not always like that. Like that beauty that you would expect of it, even though I try to depict the most positive sides of birth through the decades of the 50 years of all of it. And as I moved from one by Orville and by birth, that's the two things I really love to bring together. And those are also the two things that when they're done with our love and devotion and trust, as well as knowledge and surrender, then they will greatly help humanity towards a more true and higher life. And also two things, of course, that will not let us down to explore this miracle of life. So may this be an opening for the mothers to come here and hopefully get inspired, maybe even get some knowledge, and move on with more courage to their birth. So that there may be lots more of the star action that Sri Aurobindo was speaking about. May the mothers and fathers and families with these precious moments of conception, pregnancy, birth, surrounded and filled with love, trust, consciousness, knowledge, and peace. And may life become life divine. We will have one more beautiful, not only quote, but the poem of Sri Aurobindo will be read today by Paula, the Masters of Savitri. Also because I would like to dedicate this exhibition as well to the pioneers of Orville, of the past, of the present and of the future to come. All those beings that maybe not physically have struggled so much as the pioneers in the beginning, but are still treading a path that might not have been walked before. So to the pioneers, Paula will read the passage from Savitri. Then in Jupiter will do a drawing. Painting called?
Promise of the Pioneers.
The Promise of the Pioneers. Yes, that will move together. Hope you enjoy. If you have any questions.
Why do we want these children
that have such strong souls? Why do we want these children who are massive barrier breakers of the world? A barrier means a big wall, made of bricks maybe, a big wall, very hard to get through. But these children, they can break down those massive barriers of the world. But when things start, they're not so good. I'm just telling you, this first part is not a very happy time. The unfolding image showed the things to come. A giant dance of Shiva tore the past. There was a thunder as of worlds that fall. Earth was overrun with fire and the roar of death, clamoring to slay a world his hunger had made. There was a clangor of destruction's wings. The Titan's battle cry was in my ears. Alarm and rumor shook the armored night. So you might look at our world today and think, yes, I would say it's a dance of Shiva. I would say it is the night. But what is the boon? What is the gift? I saw the omnipotent's flaming pioneers. Over the heavenly bird which turns towards life, come crowding down the amber stairs of birth. Forerunners of a divine multitude, out of the paths of the morning star they came, into the little room of mortal life. I saw them cross the twilight of an age, the sun-eyed children of a marvelous dawn, the great creators with wide brows of calm, the massive barrier breakers of the world, and wrestlers with destiny in her lists of will. The laborers in the quarries of the God, the messengers of the incommunicable, the architects of immortality. Into the fallen human sphere they came, faces that bore the immortal's glory still, voices that communed still with the thoughts of God. Bodies made beautiful by the Spirit's light, carrying the magic word, the mystic fire, carrying the Dionysian cup of joy, approaching eyes of a divine man, lips chanting an unknown anthem of the soul, feet echoing in the corridors of time. High priests of wisdom, sweetness, might and bliss, discoverers of beauty's sunlit ways, and swimmers of love's laughing fiery floods, and dancers within rapture's golden doors. Their tread one day shall change the suffering earth and justify the light on nature's face.
They're very interesting.
very beautiful. Yes. There's more cake in there. Yeah, you can pass the story that in this basket.
Yeah. take care of it, don't worry.